Turn with me to Lord's Day number 40, as we again are working our way through the Ten Commandments in exposition. And so we're looking at this morning the Lord's Day 40, questions 105 through 107. Let us read responsibly. Question number 105. What does God require in the sixth commandment? Do not revile, hate, insult, or kill my neighbor, either in thought, word, or gesture, much less in deed, whether by myself or by another, but lay aside all desire of revenge. Moreover, that I do not harm myself, nor willfully run into any danger. Wherefore also to restrain murder, the magistrate is armed with a sword. Does this commandment speak only of killing? No, but in forbidding murder, God teaches us that he abhors its very root, namely envy, hatred, anger, and desire of revenge, and that in his sight all these are hidden murders. But is this all that is required, that we do not kill our neighbor? No, for in condemning envy, hatred, and anger, God requires us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to show patience, meekness, mercy, and kindness toward him, and to prevent his hurt as much as possible, also to good even unto our enemies. So notice that they understand the Lord's commands are both positively enjoined and negatively. Did you pick that up? In other words, when the commandment says, thou shalt not kill, okay, that's a negative, thou shalt not kill, okay, so to fulfill that command, you don't kill. Is that everything in fulfilling that? If you don't kill someone, have you kept the commandment? No. Also, the positive is enjoined, the idea of that means also what? Promoting life. The opposite of killing someone or taking a life is to promote life. And so not only are we called to not take the life of ourselves or of another, but also to encourage and promote and foster the life of another. So there's also the positive is enjoined. I laugh every time, not almost every time I read that question number 105, where it says, moreover, I do not harm myself, nor willfully run into any danger. For those of you that don't know, the thing that brought me to California back in 1977 was hang gliding. And if you know anything about hang gliding, you take the kite, you take this contraption, and you run off a cliff. And you hope that it's going to hold you up. And when I read that, I remember that. I willfully ran into a danger, and I'm actually missing teeth, and I fractured my jaw, and I almost died in a crash that ended my hang gliding career, praise God. And so when I read that, that's personal application. Don't do as I do. If you're interested in hang gliding, come talk to me so I can talk you out of it. There are so many, as young men, right, we have dangers. Jacob, will he be able to not run into any danger unnecessary? That's what we pray, right? We'll pray for Jacob that he would, yes, be a soldier for Christ, but also to be wise. Does it speak only of killing? No, Jesus himself said, what, if you're angry with your brother in your heart, or you're angry at your brother, you've committed murder? The one that really slays me is the idea, if the wages of sin is death, then every time I sin, do I violate the sixth commandment? Do I commit murder? Do I kill myself? The wages of sin is death. Something to think about. Notice that they bring in not only murder, but envy, hatred, anger, and desire of revenge. These are all in his sight hidden murder. On the opposite, the positive, the putting off of these things is the putting on of patience, peace, meekness. What's meekness? The best way I've heard it described is it's power under control. Meekness is not using the ability to accomplish something for the sake of another. It's the idea of a stallion being broken. If you want a picture there. Meekness, mercy, and kindness toward him, toward our neighbor. And preventing his hurt as much as possible. Even doing good, even to our enemies. God has commanded us to love our enemies and to do good to them, even though they deserve what they deserve. Yet we are called to show mercy. May God grant us the grace to be able to be instruments of mercy and grace. Amen? Amen.